say, you are just so on point. Girl, keep it up.
Hey everybody, welcome on back into the podcast, of course. So this is going to be a little bit of a follow-up from the last episode I did. By the way, if you haven't listened to my last episode, whenever I pulled the event chart for the Donald Trump situation, go ahead and just scroll back through my recent episodes and take a look at what I said there. I was going to say it's pretty interesting, but maybe not so interesting because we've been kind of talking about this on my channel maybe for like the last year or something like that. But either way, so this, like I said, is just a follow-up from what I talked about in the previous episode where I said maybe I will, you know, in the future look at the planet corresponding with the day of the week and see what's going on with that planet. So we're kind of exploring that a little bit today to see where this is going to go. Now, I was doing days of the week in the past, okay? So some of you guys, if you don't know by now, you should know that Monday is ruled by the moon. So I went ahead and pulled up an event chart for today just to see what the moon is doing at this particular point in time. Now, right off of the bat, the moon is in Virgo right now, and it is making an aspect to a Venus in Taurus, which we know that Venus belongs to Taurus and Libra. So Venus is at home right now. So we could say in terms of like love or prosperity or wealth, Venus is feeling itself. It's like, wow, it's good to be home. The only thing is Venus is going to be moving out of Taurus soon because it'll be going into Gemini. Okay. So right now with Venus being in Taurus, you know, people may be feeling bit by the love bug. Who knows? I mean, it's a possibility because also the moon is making an aspect to Venus right now, and it's an applying aspect. Now, applying, when I talk about applying aspects, it means that it hasn't came to pass yet. Applying is more so tied to like the future, whereas separating is more so tied to the energy that has passed you already. So with the moon and Venus making an applying trine to one another, you know, that particular aspect, especially since we're talking about transit, you know, this could be one where people are feeling more maternal. This actually could be a good time to make a baby. So if somebody is wanting to get pregnant or you've been trying to get pregnant, this could be a good time for you to make a baby at this point in time. You know, this particular transit with the moon and Venus is also one where you may find yourself wanting to be nurtured, or you may want to do the nurturing. But also since the moon is in Virgo, we know Virgo can be like that cleanliness, that tightness, or at least that's what the assumption is. So this can also be a good time for cleaning out closets or cleaning out your old clothes, because we know Venus is tied to fashion, it's tied to beauty. So getting rid of a lot of old things that you just don't have a need for anymore, but you're just letting them sit there and collect dust. I mean, it may even be a time where some of you may even decide to change your appearance or change your look. It would probably be a good one. Now, I'm not saying go out and completely buy an entire new wardrobe. No, this, like, remember, like I said, this is applying. So this is going to be something that's going to happen over time. Okay. But also during this particular transit, you can find yourself being gravitating towards circles that, you know, you've never gravitated towards before. So it could be new friends, or maybe even, you know, opening up that chain of communication with somebody that you work with. And you may find that it will go really well because this particular transit can make somebody popular. Okay, because it'll be easy for you to make new friends. People will be interested in what you're doing. Now, they may be interested more so on maybe an outward standpoint, maybe even a little bit of a superficial standpoint, but that can be just for some people. Okay. But either way, this also can be a good time or a good day for you to date or to set up a date. Some of you may literally be going on a date today, even though I know it's Monday, I get it. But like I said, with the moon touching Venus in a good aspect, hey, it could be a better date than what you are, you know, envisioning. Okay, and I was also going to say that this could be a good time, especially today, for you to do something nice for yourself. If you've been feeling like that pool a little bit, like, you know what, maybe I want to set up a hair appointment. Remember, it's applying, so there's nothing wrong with that, because applying is for, it's like, it's coming in, okay? So maybe I want to set up a hair appointment. Maybe I want to, who knows, go get my nails done, okay? Maybe I want to, who knows, dye my hair at home. It doesn't matter, because we know Venus is tied to beauty, okay? So don't second guess yourself on that, because it's going to make you feel good. This is a transit where you should be doing things that are going to make you feel good. Some of you are definitely going to fold in a way, because we know moon is tied to the past. So if you may have had a fire sign, specifically a Leo, or maybe an earth sign X from your past, and maybe they've been kind of like bugging you and stuff like that about, I don't know, reconciling or can we talk? You may end up inviting them over tonight and then there you go, cuddle. But some of you, maybe if you've been having some issues with these particular signs that I have named, you may feel that this person has maybe came from around the corner out of nowhere. And it's just like, what you want? Well, I just told you what they want. You know, let's cuddle. And you know, like I said, this is a transit for you to make a baby. So you have to be very careful about the Netflix and the chill. But even outside of that, you need to do things today for your own enjoyment, for your own amusement. Some of you haven't really gave your mind a break, okay? Because we know moon is the mind, Mercury is the intellect. And some of you are even guilt tripping yourself for even wanting to do entertainment or activities, okay? Or you want to go on a vacation. Maybe it's just you. And you're feeling guilty because it's just like, well, I have to nurture my kids. I have to do this. I have to do that. Because we know moon is tied to family. But this particular transit, I feel like, is more so for you. This also could be a good transit for creativity. And I know this may seem strange, but I have not been at my desk all weekend, because you guys know I don't really do anything tied to tarot, astrology on the weekend, unless it's something very, 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 very small, which requires barely any brain power. But I came back into my office, and on the floor, the Eight of Pentacles and the Two of Swords were upright. It was stuck in my journal. And I don't even know how I got on the floor, honestly, because I stacked all the cards correctly. So I don't know those pesky people or kids have been coming in here. I don't know. But the interesting thing about the Eight of Pentacles and the Two of Swords is it's a combination for design, creativity, creative design. And isn't it odd how today's transit is about design? It's about artistic flow. It's about creativity. It's about decorating. It's about gardening. It's about sewing. And that is all in the Eight of Pentacles and the Two of Swords. It's almost like one of those things where you don't even realize the creativity that you have within you, because you're stopping it because you're trying to make it too perfect. And that can be the thing with the moon in Virgo. You're too busy trying to be perfect. You're too busy trying to say the perfect thing when it pertains to emotionally. Now, I'm not saying go willy-nilly and you just start talking out your ass, because that's weird. Don't do that. But in this particular transit, don't try to be perfect. And some of you may even possibly do that when it pertains to dating, since this is a good time to go on a date, or maybe even to put yourself out there when it pertains to dating. You're trying to be too perfect. You may possibly have somebody in mind, okay? Especially because the moon, based off of the chart right now, is in the fifth house. Remember I said the moon can also be tied to the past, okay? And we know Virgo likes to investigate. So it's not like, you know, this is somebody brand new that's coming out of the woodworks. I mean, some of you may have a secret admirer, okay? And I would say the more that you focus on yourself, the more that you put energy into being you, working on you, your best self, this is when this person is going to come out of the woodworks, because they already see you, in my opinion. They already see you. They're already looking at you, okay? So, you know, there is somebody behind the scenes that you may be aware of, but not necessarily aware of. Like, you may have came across this person at one point in time and it was just like, oh, you know, this person is cool, et cetera, et cetera. Either way, okay? But also to expand on that popularity aspect, again, the fifth house is kind of like about that, because we know it's tied to Leo and we know moon is tied to the masses. So this will be a good day to launch something that can end up being popular. Now, it's likely going to be tied to beauty. something possibly tied to your voice, because we know Taurus rules the throat, but Taurus also rules music. So this could be a good day possibly for musicians to launch something when it pertains to projects, who knows, EPs, or just maybe even little bitty snippets. Okay, so yeah, this is just a little bit of, I guess, a breakdown of what's going on today. Today should, in a way, flow rather smoothly if we're just looking directly at the moon. I'm not looking at any other planets at this particular time. I just looked at the moon making aspects to whatever planets it was making an aspect to, okay? I just saw something else, but we're not going to talk about it. We're going to keep it going on this good flow of energy. But yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around for this particular episode, and I will see you next time.